Prayer has been a huge part of my life. No way around it.
Prayer. For musician Jason Baer, it's one of his earliest memories. Today on the Lighthouse Report, he talks about the dramatic impact his father's prayers had on his life.
One of the first prayer stories I could probably share with you would be of how I learned. And it would be having my dad pastoring a church, taking a small church somewhere in the backwoods of North Carolina. The last member left 2 weeks before we came.
And seeing his dad's example really has had an influence on Jason's life.
He would take me and my brother to the church with him, and he would go out there, and all night he would lay on the floor on his face and he would pray and cry out to God. I've seen my dad do that so many times over my life. And what I saw more importantly was God answered those prayers. So that's when I knew if you do this, then there's going to be an outcome. Because God is a God that listens, He's a God that hears, and He's a God that sees. And so when we take the time out of our busy lives to pray to Him and to give Him the attention that we need to minister to Him and build that constant communication relationship, because that's what prayer is. It's just communicating with Him.
And it's that constant dialogue that fosters growth.
That means to live in a constant mindset of prayer. Every day, keeping our thoughts turned towards our Savior, you know, communicating with Him. God, thank you for this great day. You know, you've done so much for me. You know, just being thankful and grateful throughout the day and just constantly speaking out to Him. And then when the hard times do hit, then you go to pray to Him. And guess what? It's this whole father-son relationship thing. Me as a father, I long for my kids to love over me when the times are good and when they're bad. And it's the same way our Heavenly Father is with us. He just wants us to love on Him.
In good times or in bad, remember, God loves you and offers a wonderful plan for your life. So talk to Him all the time. I'm Steve Douglas.